This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, don't forget to put God front and center in your life. You know, if you're not a Christian at this point, or you haven't been serious about your relationship with God, it might seem a little odd to you. You might not know what that means. But I just encourage you to get hold of a Bible. You can get one on your smartphone, or you can get a paper one, and just start reading it every day. And just before you do, say, God, would you please speak to me personally through what I read today? I suggest starting in one of the Gospels. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John in the Bible. You can look it up and just keep reading from there. God will start speaking into your life, and that practice will begin to shape your life in a very powerful way. We're reading this week from the book of Hebrews, and we're in chapter 6 today, starting in verse 10. The writer says, "For God is not unjust, so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints." And in the Bible, saints are just Christians, followers of Jesus. "In serving the saints as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness, to have the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." Well, a great encouragement to us, isn't it? God isn't unjust so as to overlook what you've been doing to honor him and to serve his people. But the challenge is that you may not be sluggish. What a great word picture, isn't it? You may sometimes in the evening see crawling across your footpath at home big slugs or snails. And you see how they move, right? Very slowly leaving their slimy trail as they go. And Paul says, don't be sluggish. Don't be lethargic in your spiritual life, but rather imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So in your life, don't be slow about responding to God. Don't think, well, there'll come a day when the circumstances will be right in my life and maybe then I'll need God and I'll turn to him. But right now I don't really need God. I'm fine. I'm just going to keep on going. Well, the fact is, if you are sluggish like that, you miss out on so much of what life can be. God is the one who designed you and created you. He is the one who wants to make your life all that it can be. Who is the one who most wants you to be fulfilled in life? The one who designed you, of course. He wants you to reach your full potential. So don't be sluggish. And the way you don't be sluggish is by looking at those who truly have faith and patience to trust God and are pressing forward in their walk with him. Imitate them. And I encourage, if you know someone like that, that you go to them and say, can you just give me some insight? How have you patterned your life? What are the big chunks that you've built your life around that help you grow in your walk with God, help you to listen to God? How have you shaped the way that you live and the way that you relate to God to result in your strong walk with him right now? As you do that, you'll start to learn some of the things you need to put into your life, because a strong, healthy, spiritual life doesn't come just because one day you say, I want to grow close to God. No, it takes time. Yes, when you put your trust in what God has done for you at the cross, when Jesus died for you, made a way for your sins to be forgiven, made a way for you to be right with God and adopted into his family, something changes all at once then. But the ongoing growth, the maturity that comes into your life, there's no shortcut to. You've just got to Spend time each day listening to God, responding to Him, and over time, you will grow. Don't be sluggish. Press on to know God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.